from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Voitin.
It is Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, and thank you for listening to the G and Ursula Show. Good morning to all of you, and good morning to Aaron Mason as he fills in for Ursula. Good morning, Brother Mace.
Good morning. It's 2-2 Tuesday. Are you wearing your tutu? I am.
You don't even have kids, man. That was a dad joke.
It was a dad joke. Yeah. I tell you, man, I love doing the show with you guys, man, because, again, I sent you guys a picture. Well, actually, it was my buddy Duran that sent me a picture of some people gathered around a desk doing a project. Mm-hmm. And it was like, guess which one you are? And I sent that to you. And doing the show with you guys, I feel like we are doing a class project. And the two of you are doing all the work. I'm just the hype man. You know what I mean? I'm just the hype man. What you need, Mace? What you need, Chef? Nick, you good? All that kind of stuff.
You're just out here talking to the classmates, talking to the teacher. Oh, just a big distraction.
Chef, is that not what I literally do when I'm at work? Is that not what I do?
Yeah. So long as I keep getting the invites to the cool parties, we're great.
Gotta keep that connection.
All right, man. Let's have fun. Let's get to it. Agree to Disagree, brought to you by Johnny Tsunami. One of these days, we just gotta take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
Okay. Here is the basic question at hand. Should nurse practitioners be paid the same as doctors? So there is a bill in the Senate that is trying to help retain and attract more nurse practitioners in our state, especially in rural areas. And that bill would require insurance companies to reimburse the clinics at the same rates for nurse practitioners as they do for doctors. The senators who are sponsoring the bill point out that nurse practitioners often do the exact same tasks, performing exams, prescribing medicine or treatment, etc., referring patients. G. Scott.
Yes, sir.
Should nurse practitioners be reimbursed the same as doctors?
Yes, especially if they did the work, right? And, you know, we're at this stage where we justify or we say that, well, who did the work? It shouldn't matter who did the work. Did the work get done? And how much does it cost for that work to be done? If that work got done and for the person that performed it, pay that person at the same rate as that you would pay anybody else that would do the work. Mace?
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. I mean, I don't know how insurance works. You want to keep it a buck? It's like seeing a traffic sign in a different language. Like, I kind of get what it's about, but I really don't understand the nitty gritty of it at all. But I do know, like, I see a nurse practitioner. That's my doctor. When I go to the doctors, I sit down with a guy. He's a nurse practitioner. I notice absolutely zero difference between him and any other doctor I've ever been to see in my life. So if they're doing the job, then yeah, I don't see why there should be a discrepancy in payment.
Well, let me take a crack at that. And one, all you nurse practitioners out in the audience, I appreciate all your work. And I have seen a lot of nurse practitioners, and I have never once in my life felt like the quality of care that I received from a nurse practitioner was any less than I received from a doctor.
Never.
Now, that being said, there are plenty of things in our society where the rate that you are paid is directly correlated to the investment that you make in your career. Whether you are a teacher and you are in year 10, you are still teaching that classroom, right? You're performing the same tasks as a teacher in year 1. You get paid differently, though. Nurse practitioners go to school for about 6 to 8 years. Doctors go to school for about 10 to 14. So imagine the level of debt burden that a doctor takes on versus a nurse practitioner. Is it not unfair, then, to provide reimbursements to someone who's had to study much longer and it costs them a lot more money to do so than someone who studied for much less time?
Mace?
Well, look, on its face, it sounds like you're stiffing the doctors. Like they got into this thinking one thing, but we're not talking about changing how much they're making. We're not saying pay doctors less. we're saying pay nurse practitioners more. So it doesn't really affect any of their loan repayments or whatever their debt might be.
Bingo. See, hold on right there.
Hmm.
That's this mentality that we have in this country. We have this mentality that just because this person is getting a little more, a lot of people believe, well, that means I'm going to get a little less. No.
Yeah.
Nobody's saying the doctor should make less. Nobody's saying that at all. But if the nurse practitioner is the one that does the job, then give the nurse practitioner the money for the job.
And you know what? I actually fully agree with you, because I think this disparity points to one of the problems in our society, in that, you know, if you have a college degree, you can start out a job at a much higher salary rate in many cases than someone who has no degree, right? And G, to your point, if you are doing the work, you are doing the work. Why are we paying people strictly for educational credentials? That don't make a lot of sense to me. And if this means that we get more patients who get care and we don't have rural clinics shutting down, I'm fantastic.
Somebody, 206, before we move on, 206 texts me and says, hey, G, my apprentice will pinstripe your car and I will charge you journeyman rate. Well, I tell you what, I'm bringing my vehicle to you. So if you have your apprentice do the job, then okay, I'll pay them the journeyman rate. I'll pay them because I'm doing it anyways. You're just keeping it a secret on who's doing the work. Because when I go to bring my vehicle to that business, it doesn't say, hey, come on to our business and our apprentice, my apprentice will do the work.
And if your apprentice does substandard work or not as good as what you could do, then that's on you for letting your apprentice do it. I don't think the apprentice should be paid the same as someone with that kind of expertise. But that's what we're saying here. If the job is the same, if the end result, there's no difference. If your apprentice was just as good as you, then yeah, they should maybe make more.
I think there needs to be a sense of accountability for the leaders.
Come on.
All right, Chef, what you got, bro?
Okay, so over the past decade, America's appetite for combat sports has grown exponentially, or maybe it's just shifting. Boxing viewership and participation is way down, and mixed martial arts is booming. And the latest combat sport that's making waves, I kid you not, professional pillow fighting. This is an actual thing, G. Scott and Aaron Mason. Professional pillow fighting. It's typically what we do here during this segment, but they actually get people in a ring with pillows and have them just pound the bejesus out of each other for about 8 rounds. So, G, I just have to ask, man, there's so much change in the sports world these days. Are traditional sports on the way out?
Yes. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And let me give you a couple examples. When Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao, when they finally fought in 2015, this is the truth. I actually dozed off a little bit during the fight. I'm being serious. I dozed off for about, you know, when you start getting older, you know, you have a couple, you know what I'm saying?
You're doing the nap in the chair.
You guys know what I'm talking about. You have a couple doze off, and you know what I mean? And people are like, well, you sleeping? No, I wasn't sleeping.
Just resting my eyes, right?
Man, rest my eyelids. I dozed off during that fight. Boxing is just, it's starting to get boring sometimes. They're like, oh, you got the technique, you know, it's the style, the defense. I don't care. I sometimes would rather watch a pillow fight because you know it's going to be nonstop action and probably the winner, we're going to win in a knockout, right? So in this case, I can go into all of the different things that are starting to happen, but I know this. I know that kids today, and you guys that have nieces, nephews, little kids, let me ask you this question. How many times do you see kids? You say, what are you doing on your phone? What are you doing? Oh, I'm watching so-and-so play video games. Or I'm watching this person play video games. These kids, these young adults, are actually more entertained at watching others play these video games than they are at watching the NFL, mm-hmm. than they are at watching the NBA and all of those things. They don't watch those things anymore. When I was younger, all of my friends, we used to sit around and watch baseball, WGN, Harry Carey. We used to sit down and watch the Cubs every single day.
Cubs win.
Cubs win. Cubs win.
Hi.
They don't do that anymore. So what I'm trying to just point out to, yes, in 10 years, the games, the battles that we're going to be seeing on TV, we're going to be straight up seeing almost like Rock'em Sock'em from back in the day. We're going to be seeing folks play video games, and those are the sports. The sports is going to be different. Mace?
What's your favorite planet? Mine's the sun. It's kind of like the king of planets. Look,
would you eat the moon if it were made of rims?
So, are professional sports dying? No, they're turning into what everything is turning into, and that's more niche. I think the reason that boxing and football and baseball were so popular and maybe have crested their heyday is because a lot of people grew up playing it, right? So you want to watch. I think it's more fun to watch football if you've played football. I'm not saying you can't enjoy it if you haven't played. It's like music, right? If you have a musician and a non-musician go to a concert, the musician's going to get different things out of what they see and hear than someone who doesn't speak the musical language, but both are going to have a great time. Kids today playing video games, they're watching the sport that they play, quote unquote. And so okay. I think you're going to see, like with everything, fewer big blockbuster main acts, right? And you're going to have more medium offerings. And if that turns into like pillow fighting or tag, have you guys ever seen professional tag? It's insane.
Just watched it last week.
Isn't it fun?
Me and my homeboys was watching it.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I know. Okay.
You want to talk about dangerous? The fact that those little corners and stuff that they can hit, that is a...
Yes.
Yo, the professional tag, Chef. We forgot to bring this up on the show.
I've never heard of professional tag in my life. I mean, I play it at an amateur level, every day with my five-year-old. I'm just waiting. Like, when are we going to get the professional hide-and-seek league, guys? Because, I mean...
the world champion. I think there's a Monty Python sketch where, like, the world champion of hide-and-seek hasn't been seen in 12 years.
You guys are... But here's the thing. We're laughing. We're making fun of hide-and-seek. But these are some games that we would sit there and watch.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, if text in 888-973-CHIRO, the State Roofing text line, if you watched Tag on TV recently, it was amazing. We watched that thing for over an hour.
Yeah.
I don't think so on the watching hide and seek, G. Like, still haven't found him.
Yeah.
Still haven't found him.
Seen those, like, frisbee golf videos floating around, too.
Yeah,
those are impressive.
That's fun, too.
Hey, more Harry Carey, though, out of Mace.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of sports, y'all want to talk about a gold medal winner in the International Petty Olympics, G? Okay, let's go to Georgia, where an auto shop owner is being sued by the U.S. Labor Department. This is after he dumped 500 pounds of pennies on his ex-employee's driveway as a way of his final paycheck. They were covered in grease. The man's girlfriend posted it on social media. Long story short, he's now getting sued by the government. G. Scott, does this employee deserve a fat payout?
No, they don't deserve a fat payout. As a matter of fact, I was one of those on the side of, is it against the law? And I think, Mace, you found something that it is against the law to pay your employee in pettiness or in pennies like that they did. Okay, cool. So you can't do that, sir, ma'am. You need to come and pick this up and give them a check. Then that's all you do. You have them come and pick it up and let's get them a check. Outside of that, we're taking this too far.
Yeah, I think, I mean, fat payout, I'm not sure, but this is a nuisance. This is someone, like, the pennies, it's one thing if you have, like, I don't know, a bag of pennies or rolls of pennies or something, but these are 500 pounds of coins covered in grease dumped on the driveway. That's probably going to mess up the driveway a little bit, I would assume.
He popped a tire in his wheelbarrow trying to carry them around.
Yeah, see? So, yeah, I think they deserve some sort of recompense. Am I using that word right? You just can't be a jerk like that. If you're an employer and you're talking about an employee's paycheck that they earned, I think there are different rules there and like etiquette.
Now, the owner of this auto shop told the local CBS affiliate, hey, it doesn't matter how the guy got paid. He got paid. That's all that matters. And he is a blank weenie for bringing it up. Now, gee, I have to disagree with you because, look, pennies are not legal tender in our society anymore. There is nowhere that you can go dump a pile of pennies on the counter and they will accept that currency. Now, if you want to say that this guy got paid, well, what if somebody showed up to your house with $950 worth of brown and blue chicken eggs? Would you accept that as payment? Right. Because, I mean, technically they're worth something. Pennies are technically worth something, but let's be honest.
You know what's interesting? Our good buddy Ursula put up a post on Facebook a week or so ago, and we had an argument about eliminating some of these coins. And I said, these coins are ridiculous and we need to eliminate them. Did I not? And most people disagree with me. And so now, really? Now that we have an opportunity to still give up coins, and you're right, Chef, if you want to go to a counter and something costs $30 and some odd cents, and you pay them all in pennies, that is going to be frowned upon. And, sir, ma'am, you're not allowed to do that. But technically, it's legal because it's still money. So, fair. I'll tell you what. I'll take this loss. I'll take this L if you just get rid of pennies in general.
I'm with
you. Get rid of them.
I'm with
you. We don't need pennies.
No. I don't even pick them up anymore.
Let's keep it a buck, G. You were just in support of the auto shop owner because we don't know why the guy quit his job. And you support anyone that goes to that level of a petty extreme.
I do respect the effort. I do respect the effort.
The only good thing pennies are for
is he would have literally had to unroll all of those himself in order to do that. That's hours worth of petty effort.
Well, listen, this is Cairo Radio. It's a legitimate news source, news affiliate here in this town. But coming up next, we're going to do something at 11:30. And can Harry Carey tease to what we're going to be doing next, please?
What are we doing next? I don't
Microsoft.
Know.
Microsoft buying that big old
computers.
Microsoft bought a bunch of video games. It's coming up next.
GNR's
we'll tell you why. Harry Carey.
What's up, everybody? It is the G and Ursula Show. This hour of the show is brought to you by Guardian Roofing and Pest Control. Microsoft was in the news today, and boy, 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 was it a big deal. The biggest gaming industry deal and all cash purchase. Here's what happened. Microsoft is buying Call of Duty maker Activision Blizzard for $68 billion. It is the biggest gaming industry deal in the history as global technology giants take their claims for the virtual world. You guys have been hearing it all. Everybody's banking on the metaverse and going virtual. Will life go to virtual and everything like that? This deal was announced today as it happening. And as you guys know that Activision has had a lot of problems lately. And when I say a lot of problems, a lot. They face accusations of sexual harassment and discrimination that senior executives ignored. The game maker's shares have fallen 27% since California sued the company in July over that matter. And Mace, your thoughts now on Microsoft and this big acquisition?
I mean, this is a big deal. I'm not a big video game guy, but video games I mean, the video game industry makes more than the movie industry. It just rakes in the money. And this Activision Blizzard, they started off as two separate companies, merged together, and then you've got these enormous games. Like I said, I'm not even a big gamer, but World of Warcraft and Call of Duty and Diablo, like, I've heard all of these things before. 400 million monthly active players in 190 countries. That's almost all of them.
Right.
This is huge. Now, a few questions that I have are, what are you going to do when this deal closes in next year? It's going to be like 2023 by the time they get this all done. What are you doing with the CEO? Because they kept the current CEO, Bobby Kotick is his name, and he's the guy who has been called on to resign. He's a bad dude. Federal investigations into him and his activities and all that. What are you going to do with that guy? That's question one.
Okay.
And then
I'm going to answer that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here's a question. I'm going to answer that. So the CEO, who everyone wanted him to resign, this company, the shares have fallen 27%. This company is just going down. It's basically dead. It needs a lifeline. So essentially, the CEO somehow is in the mix, and they get a deal to be purchased for $68.7 billion. My buddy Walter just hit me up and says, gee, what's $68 billion? Anyway, that was a mistake. But for $68.7 billion, I'm going to say this CEO deserves something. This company was done, and Microsoft purchases them for $68.7 billion. So you know what's going to happen. They're probably going to give him a nice fat payout.
Well, yeah. You know. Okay, I mean, I understand the country we live in and so the patterns.
So that's number one. Did you have number two?
Yeah. So it's not really a question, but it's more like this is another acquisition. The snowball is getting bigger. Now there are fewer companies in this space. I don't want to say monopoly. I think that's a little too far. But that for the consumer, now your options, you know, are fewer and controlled by fewer people. I would assume that they're not going to do something dumb and take like a Call of Duty and make it only available on Xbox. That seems insane. They just want to cash in because people play that game on a bunch of different platforms. But I don't know. When does it stop?
Well, let's go to the fun part of this discussion. That's the boring part. Uh-huh. Let's get to the fun part. Are you guys ready? Are you guys ready to live in this world virtually? Chef, where you at? Are you ready for this new world? Are you ready for the metaverse? Are you ready to have our meetings that we have? By the way, you guys, you've already had practice. You've been on Zoom. You've been on Teams, Microsoft Teams.
You guys seen that virtual Walmart? This thing now going to the grocery store virtually.
So, Chef,
man, I'm tired of
you ready?
I'm tired of chasing my dopamine through digital devices. I don't need a 3D world to do that in because, like, I've never allowed myself to really get into video games because I would really get into them. And I could escape into a virtual world very easily. I have enough time constraints in my real life. Mm-hmm. That being said, I will probably invest in the metaverse at some point.
Now, and one more thing. If you're listening to this show right now, I don't know if you're in your car. I don't know if you're at home, at your desk. But it's coming. One day, the Gene Ursula Show. That's right. You'll be sitting in there, hanging out with us like a live show. This is the world we're going to. You're going to be able to go to those concerts. You can already do now. You get the Oculus. If you got the Oculus yet, get it. It's awesome. Get the Oculus. You have an opportunity. Pete Davidson, he had a concert where you can just show up. You can go and play golf with your friends. So you know how someone in your home is always complaining? Well, you always got to go golf. You always go golfing. Now, then your next complaint is going to be, you're always golfing downstairs, or you're always golfing in the living room.
Yeah.
This is the world. I don't know. why am I the only one that's excited about this?
But
I am happy.
I would be excited if it was just golf and concerts. That's okay. Fine because it's recreation. It's fun. My problem is this metaverse thing. Yeah. Is there are real life consequences? They are investing real life money into fake real estate. Like this is dangerous. I think it's bad. It's bad for us. If it was just fun, that'd be fine. But it's way more than that.
You've been raining on the parade all day today.
I'm sorry.
Every single time, I want to have fun. You're the type of, if you were a parent, Mace,
yeah,
I would come to you and say, can I have some candy before bed? And you'd say, no, it's too much sugar. And you already
had much sugar.
And you already had dinner.
Look,
let the child live.
You know me. You can't bring up the virtual reality future and expect me to be happy about it.
What would Harry Carey have to say about this?
What would Harry Carey say?
Hi!
Go outside, play baseball.
If you were made of hot dogs, would you eat yourself? I would.
Coming up next.
It's time for your text feedback, and we'll have... Oh, Ursula just sent over words to live by.
Nice.
We do that next. G and Ursula with Mace. It is the G and Ursula Show. I can't believe how fast it's flown by. Ooh. Mace, you have been amazing today, bro. Thank you. Let's get to the text right now. Free COVID test. 253 says, using the word free for the test is so misleading. Every single person who pays taxes is paying for them. I wish everyone would grow up and quit being excited about the word free like it means something. I just want to say, here's my comment to that person. You must be fun at parties.
Yes! That's exactly
like you
what
fun
I
at
was
the
thinking.
Casino.
That's the person. That's the person. That's the person who says, like, oh man, I'm starved. Someone says, oh man, I'm starving. And they're like, you're not starving. You don't know what starving means. Like, get over yourself. Come on.
Can I just say, we only apply this standard to government services, right? No one ever in the history of the world has looked at McDonald's when they provide a free Big Mac to like veterans on Veterans Day. And they're like, those aren't free Big Macs. We're all paying for those. We're subsidizing the Big Macs when we buy them and they get them for free.
All right. If you give free coffee to them, that's our taxpayer dollar.
So
cost us all more. Free coffee.
We're talking about test scores here in Washington State and that they basically cratered during the pandemic. And G says some people just aren't good test takers. Well, Nick in the 206 says, I disagree, G. The way to be a good test taker is to know the material. I would argue tests are a better indicator of what someone has learned than the ability to do busy work. And it's busy work that determines the majority of student grades.
Disagree. Because right now, if you were to have... Here's how I disagree. I'm willing to bet that out of everyone listening right now, if you go into the driver's license place to take a driver's test, the written test, I bet you 50% of us would fail. Would not pass. However you want to put it. Testing does not equal results. So many of you wrote in about professional tag.
Yeah.
Roger in Fife says, I just stumbled on a professional game of tag on TV the other day. I could not change the channel. I'm glad it's not just me.
I'm telling you, 253, I watched tag the other day. I actually started recording it after watching it for the first time.
Hey, Trevor, come on, Trevor. I watched about 5 minutes of professional tag on television and literally could not stop laughing out loud. Oh, okay.
It's fun.
Okay, that's fine. That's good, good.
And professional pillow fighting was mentioned. That's how we got on the tag jag. And Robin Puyallup says, can you imagine G as the color commentator for a professional pillow fight? That would be so good. Call somebody. Make that happen.
Did you see that? I just think he got hit with the cool side of the pillow. Should nurse practitioners be reimbursed the same as doctors by insurance? Okay, this person keeps it a buck here. 425 says, I don't think anyone I'm listening to right now knows enough about this subject to be providing an opinion.
What I say? I don't know nothing about no insurance.
Hey, no, we can provide an opinion, just not an expert one. How about that?
Hey, whoever sent that in, you're right.
Yeah. What is the government's role in our lives? That's the subject of 425's text. The role of government is not to make our lives better. The primary role of government is to create the conditions in which those who wish can make our own lives better. A government that gives you everything you want can take everything you have.
Good stuff. Amazon Warehouse Work 206 says, "Hi, G. I agree." Wait, are you okay? Anyways, "Hi, G. I agree. There's nothing wrong with hard work. What's a pansy? What a pansy that Amazon guy was. I'm a hairstylist. I stand on my feet for 10 to 12 hours a day, 5 days a week. What makes him so special? He has to wait. He waits 5 minutes, 10 times a day. He just stolen an hour of work pay from the employer. Jeez, what have we come to? How about living on the outskirts, living with a roommate? That's what we used to do. Don't know about this new generation."
Oh my. Yeah, I guarantee he's living in with a roommate and on the outskirts, and it still ain't working out.
Look, I'm not going to say where he's living, but he says he's making $15 an hour, and guess where he ain't living without a roommate?
Mm-hmm.
Seattle!
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Can I address that real quick?
Yeah.
I used to work 12 hours a day on my feet, very little breaks in the kitchen. There's a huge difference between working hard for yourself and working hard and being treated like a robot or a machine.
Yes.
And I think that is one of the most dehumanizing things that you can do.
Dignity.
Is have people work in a system where they are treated like a part of an algorithm.
Need that love at work.
Hey, let's get to words to live by. Mace, you got it?
I do. Today's words to live by are brought to you by the late, the great Harry Carey.
I don't know what the big deal about Cracker Jack is. Did you ever go and buy a pack of Cracker Jack thinking you'd get a prize and find no prize in the box? Here's the pitch. That might not sound important to some people, but when you're a little kid, especially from humble origin, and they cheat you out of a prize, there's a bouncing ball. Second baseman has the Barbary over the first.
Hey, two things I want to say.
Yeah.
As a kid growing up in Chicago, to listen to Harry Carey, it's amazing, man. I can listen to that all day. That's number one. Number two, not getting a prize at the bottom of a Cracker Jack box is the worst feeling in the world.
It's devastating.
Ooh. And then words to live by, sent by Ursula from vacation. She says, "A good life is when you assume nothing, do more, need less, smile often, dream big, laugh a lot, and realize just how blessed you are." Mace, thank you. Chef, thank you. Nick, thank you. We appreciate you guys for listening. Love you for that, and be good.
Cubs win!
Hope you have as much fun as we have. So long, everybody.